Good morning. Hello, hello. I've brought an image with me, an icon. An icon is a piece of church art, say. You know what an icon is? And some people use them to pray. So I brought this one with me today. I couldn't figure out the printer to print color. So we got black and white. Can everybody see? There's that one. And it almost went dark. Here's the one in color. I have it on my phone. It's little, but you can see it. The robes of the people in the picture are in color. Can you tell other folks what you see? What is the picture of? What is it, Coco? Everybody assumes that's Jesus on top of a tree. Okay, we'll say that's Jesus on the top of a tree. This is a big tree, isn't it? How many people? Twelve. Yeah, there's 12 people. And what are they doing? Where are the 12 people, guys?
On the tree.
On the tree. On what part of the tree?
Branches.
Yeah, they're on the branches of the tree. So this is a wonderful picture and an image of how the kingdom of God might look like. So if we're looking at this and thinking this is an image of the kingdom of God, there's Jesus. We'll say Jesus is the center of the tree, and all of the other branches radiate out from the center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where are the disciples sitting again?
It's like the people, the disciples are the leaves.
Yeah, and they're sitting in the midst of the leaves. You're right. They're on the branches, and all of the branches are attached to the tree, aren't they? They're not sort of dangling in midair, right? Every single branch... No, actually, I think see this one that goes down like that? He's sitting on that one. You can see it better in the color. Yeah, he's sitting on a branch that kind of circles around. So they're all sitting on branches of the tree. So if one was praying and looking at this picture, one might realize that every single person is connected to whom? Yeah, to Jesus who's there in the center. Not a single person is floating around. Now, I don't see myself in this picture. Do you see yourself in that picture? Are you there? No. No, well, not really. But if we were going to talk about a metaphor, which is something that is supposed to tell us about something else, like a story about something, we can say that it's, yes, the disciples, but today we are Jesus' modern-day disciples. So we can see ourselves, even though it might not look like us, we can see ourselves on one of those branches. And you know what the hope is? The hope is that we will remember that every single one of us is on that tree somewhere. That we are all connected. That one's you? Awesome.
I get the grapes.
You get the grapes. Yeah, you do have grapes right there, don't you? So, yeah. So we are all connected. We are all a part of God. And the important part of this is that none of us gets left behind. None of us gets left out, that we are all important and a part of the whole.
That's Jesus.
Yeah, that's Jesus in the center, right. So my friends, you are connected no matter where you go, no matter what happens in your world. You are all a part of that greater vineyard or that greater tree, whatever image works for you of God. I'm so glad you're here. You know why? Because you are an important part of the kingdom of God. You are an important part of that tree, that whole picture of all of God's people. Without you, we wouldn't be whole. What? Because that one's you. Exactly. I like that one. I might have to pick one for myself, too. Can you pray with me before you head back to your seats? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks that you have truly brought us together to be your whole vineyard, the entire tree and all of the branches of all of your creation. Help us to know to lift one another up and that each one of us is just as important as the other. I thank you for your children and for all of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks everybody for being here.